There's a verse in the Bible that, as someone who is married, I'm very grateful for. It says that it is not good for man to be alone. Now, whilst the context of that verse is definitely talking about marriage, I think it also speaks to the fact that God created us as social beings. And since the coronavirus has come in and swept through the world, many of us have found ourselves now quarantined or in social isolation. And that can be difficult. That can be very difficult. In fact, it should be difficult because we were created to be around people. And some of our greatest experiences, the memories that will live the longest in our minds, are those that we make with others around. The government is, of course, suggesting that this quarantine could actually help a whole lot. Not that it is an antidote per se, but that it might help just flatten the curve. But I think it is an antidote. I think that this quarantine, this imposed social isolation, might actually be the antidote to a great problem that so many of us have, and that is the problem of busyness. You see, we're so used to life moving at such a fast pace. There's one thing after another thing after another thing. Rarely do we find time to breathe. Rarely do we find time to just slow down, to take in everything that's around us. I mean, does this look very busy? But chances are, you don't get to spend a whole lot of your time in environments like this. It's funny because since this has happened, so many more exploring the outdoors as if it has been a door that's been unlocked since this virus has come in and swept through. I mean, yeah, it can be frustrating, but think about those who are stuck at home, that are in abusive relationships, that are now always around the person that they're scared of the most. Think about the children that are born with crippling, debilitating diseases, people that have only known pain for their whole lives, and ask yourself, is it really that bad that I have to stay inside for a couple of weeks? I want to invite you to slow down. I want to invite you to think about what it is you can do to maybe improve yourself. Maybe you need to look in and say, okay, what is it about me that I can use this newfound time that I've been given to change? Maybe there's something that I need to learn, maybe a new skill or a trade, maybe even a new language. But what if this gives us an even greater opportunity? Listen. Can you hear that? You might not recognize it. It's called silence. And it's usually in these moments of silence that God is able to speak to us the loudest. This is why he says to us in the 46th Psalm, in the 10th verse, be still. Slow down. Take a moment to know that I am God.